Reporting the City.
Reporting the City.
This is a podcast for 21 Biz.
Hi.
Hello.
Welcome.
I'm Sharon.
I'm Eintje.
And I'm Jolien.
And in March we went to Berlin and we visited the Otto White Museum. Otto White was a real hero in the Second World War. He let about 20 Jewish people hide from the Nazis in his brush-making workshop.
Now, let's go back in time.
Ich bin ein Berliner.
No, we have to go further.
It's now 1940 and Hitler has been running Germany for 7 years already.
In this period, the Nazis are increasingly making life for Jews in Germany harder, and therefore also for the Jews working for Otto White.
Otto White is a German living and working in Berlin. He has his paintbrush-making workshop in a cellar apartment in the Rosenthaler Straße in Berlin Mitte. His brushes are essential for the war. These were important for hygiene and camouflage.
They were also important for his employees, the majority of whom are Jewish and mainly blind or hearing impaired. Because the German army needs Otto's products, the Jews working here are allowed to stay in Berlin.
The war has been going on for 3 years. Today is the 27th of February 1943. The Fabrikation takes place. This means the last of the Jews in Berlin will be deported by the Gestapo to concentration camps, and also the workers of Otto White.
But Otto White knows about the plan of the Gestapo. He outsmarts them and closes his shop for that day. Unfortunately, some days later, the Gestapo does arrest and deport most of his workers.
However, in the back of his workshop is a closet against the wall. It seems like a normal closet, but when you open it, you see complete darkness.
Inside, there's a room with no windows and no light. Think of it just like an Frank's back house. That's where Otto White hides some of his workers.
Unfortunately, they are betrayed to the Gestapo. The Jews that were hiding are deported to concentration camps.
One of them is Alice Licht, a young Jewish woman who is deported to Auschwitz.
Otto White wants to save her. He goes after her and offers his brushes to the camp administration.
But Auschwitz has been emptied and Alice was moved to another concentration camp. Via a Polish worker, Otto leaves a message. He leaves behind clothes, money and medication for her near the camp.
Luckily, she can escape when the camp is shut down at the end of January 1945.
Alice hides in Otto White's home until the end of the war.
The war ends on the 8th of May 1945. But Otto White's good deeds haven't. He is still doing everything he can to help the Jews. This time he offers shelter to orphans who returned from the concentration camps.
2 years later, Otto White dies of heart failure. He will die as a real hero.
In 1971, he will be recognized as a righteous man of world's nations. Today, people still learn about his life in his former workshop that is now the Otto White Museum in the Rosenthaler Straße in Berlin.
Reporting the City!
Reporting the City!
Find other interesting stories on 21biz.be.